You're listening to Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Well, that is what it says on the coffee mug, so thanks for joining us. I'm Pat Kreitlow, founding editor of Up North News, and great to have a home on the radio and online. Nancy Stensel will be our guest in just a couple of moments here. But did you know as of 2018, a study was done that found that there are 81 radio stations in Wisconsin that carry 235 hours of conservative talk every day. It's past time for a little antidote to that across the North Woods. And so we're thrilled to be here and hope you make us a part of your routine. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and we'll be talking more about the show and the structure of it coming up in our next hour. But at this point, I want to introduce our guest for the hour, but it might take me the hour to do the full introduction because this is one of the busiest, hardest working women in Marathon County. Nancy Stensel is somebody who has been, served on the former chair of the state Democratic Party, has been a candidate for Wisconsin Assembly, the board of directors of 9to5 Wisconsin, secretary of the Madison County Central Labor Council, a board member of Citizen Action for North Central Wisconsin, a mental health professional who has worked at the North Central Healthcare Center and has seen the opioid and meth crises up close. We may even get to her claim to fame as the first woman garbage collector in the village of Rothschild, because this is a woman who just has broken barriers of that you didn't even know existed. Nancy Stensel, thanks for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me. Wow, what an intro.
And that doesn't even get to everything that's keeping you busy these days. And I think we will spend quite a bit of time on your latest work, which is letting people know about a proposal for a potential mining project in the area and what that would mean. We will probably get in as well to your work with something called Middle Wisconsin News and getting other people's views and ideas out there. We'll talk a bit about the legislative races too. But where you've been in the news, Nancy, most recently is a lawsuit that has since been set aside by a judge, but I don't think the issue is done yet. Nancy was one of a group of citizens that was seeking to ban Congressman Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald, and Senator Ron Johnson from the ballot under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was a remedy after the Civil War to deal with traitors, to deal with people who were hostile to democracy, to American democracy. That is something that we learned is with us very much so on January 6th of 2021. We saw it in Congressman Tom Tiffany voting to reject the counted, certified, confirmed, and actual honest vote totals from states of the Union. Wanted to overturn that election. For that reason enough, he can fairly be called somebody sympathetic to the insurrectionists, if not one himself. Ron Johnson has certainly spread his share of misinformation about the election. Scott Fitzgerald facilitated the meeting of fraudulent electors, and Ron Johnson very nearly delivered fraudulent electoral ballots to Vice President Mike Pence on the morning of January 6th. So, Nancy, you were part of this lawsuit. The judge said that y'all didn't have standing to bring the lawsuit, but he did note, Judge Lynn Edelman said, that he expresses no view on the merits of the allegations. The Wisconsin Elections Commission didn't take it up originally, thinking that this was just a one-time thing by these fake electors. We've since learned it's part of a deeper plot. So, Nancy, do you think that this whole issue is done, or are we going to hear more about it?
I really think it needs to be brought back out into the forefront. And even in this state with our gerrymandering, it's an outrageous decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. How they rejected the legislature's maps, and these people are clearly, Tiffany and Fitzgerald and Johnson are clearly insurrectionists, which is very, very frightening to our democracy. And for them, the courts to say that we didn't suffer any injury, the hours that the 10 of us probably put in to try to save democracy in this state is just huge. But on a more statewide level, you know, what they're doing to the people of this state by trying to silence their vote.
And you talked about the time that you've put into this, and you and the others bringing the lawsuit made clear, and we've covered this at Up North News as well, is you are trying to do good things for voters. You're trying to educate voters, or you're trying to advocate on behalf of a cause, and you can't do that regular work if you have to take time explaining to people that Donald Trump, Tom Tiffany, and others are lying about election irregularities and planting seeds of doubt about the election. And you know, you said so in your statement for the lawsuit, Nancy. This is a lot of time you've put in on democracy rather than, you know, specific issues that would help individuals.
Correct. I mean, there's so many other things we could be doing out there. And I also belong to a group in Wausau. We're called Women for Women. There's several of us that we do our best to try to educate people on the topics that are out there. We try to get out the vote. We look for candidates. We get candidates to run. And that in itself becomes harder when they're up against so much. When it came to several of the local races, we have sent out postcards getting people, you know, get out there and vote. We work with other organizations with postcards as well. I know, like for the Biden-Harris race, we did over 3,000 postcards. Right. We've helped in other states, and
it's hard to get people. It's hard to keep people motivated to do that when, you know, there's people are doubting democracy itself. Nancy Stensel's our guest. We're going to take a break and talk more about this topic and much more next. This is Up North News.